This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض عالم الأسرار والخفيات المطلع على الضمائر والنيات أحاط بكل شيء علما ووسع كل شيء رحمة وحلما وقهر كل مخلوق عزة وحكما يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون به علما لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صدع بالحق وأسمعه عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد كما صليت وباركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, His family, His companions, and His followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim reported in their Sahih that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared with them a story about two men from the nations before Islam, most likely either Jews or Christians. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to them, اشْتَرَى رَجُلٌ عَقَارًا مِنْ رَجُلٍ عَقَارًا فَوَجَدَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَى ذَلِكَ الْعَقَارِ فِي بَيْتِهِ مَدْفُونًا جَرَّةً فِيهَا ذَهَبٌ. A man bought a house from another man. And he found inside his house, like in the backyard or in the property, jar filled with gold. So he goes back to the person who sold him the house and he said, I found this in the house, and I only purchased from you the house, not the gold. So this gold belonged to you. So the man who sold him the house said, and I have sold you the house and everything in it, so that gold should be for you. Because that's your house, and it is in your property now, so you have more rights over the gold than me. فاختلف. They dispute among each other. Who will keep the gold, the treasure? فاحتكم إلى رجل. They went to a man. And when he listened to both of them, he said, do you have children? So one of them, he said, I have a son. And the other one said, I have a daughter. Or both in age of marriage. He said, why don't you marry them to each other and give the gold to them so they can start their life? And they did. The hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam shared here with them, this hadith just re-emphasized something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to teach his companions and teaching us as a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you can find that in so many times in his life, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What this, it's amazing how these two people, everyone want to give the gold to the other one. Just imagine if this is today. You know, you'd be amazed by how, what kind of character. This is when the dunya is in your hand and the fear of Allah is in your heart. That's what we call it, al-wara. And that's an important terminology that I believe we as Muslim should be very, very familiar with. Al-wara' wa khayru ma qila fi al-wara' huwa annaka tatruk ma takhsha an yadurraka fi al-akhirah. Al-wara' is to avoid the things that it might harm you in the akhirah. Al-wara' is to leave what might harm you in the akhirah. I just leave it. I just avoid it. Even if I'm not sure. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ والذين يؤتون ما آتوا وقلوبهم وجلة أنهم إلى ربهم راجعون أولئك يسارعون في الخيرات وهم لها سابقون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mumin telling us the reason why people were raised toward Jannah more than others. And one of the quality of those people, that while they're doing the good deeds, يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا يَتَصَدَّقُونَ وَيَصُومُونَ وَيُصَلُّونَ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. Still they have that fear in their heart. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inserted that concept of wara' in the Sahaba's heart. For instance, you find him, as Nu'man ibn Bashir said, once the Prophet ﷺ told us, الحلال بين والحرام بين وبينهما أمور مشتبهات لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس فمن اتقى الشبهات فقد استبرأ لدينه وعرضه ومن وقع في الشبهات وقع في الحرام. يعني eventually وقع في الحرام. كالراعي يرعى حول الحمى يوشك أن يرتع فيه ألا وإن لكل ملك حمى ألا وإن حمى الله محارمة إلى آخر الحديث في الصحيحين. That the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-halal is clear and haram is clear. And in between them, there is area, gray area. Area which is, not clear. If you avoid that unclear area, that gray area, you will always have your deen, your iman, your taqwa, your heart saved and sound and protected. And if you don't care about it, you will fall eventually into the haram. You will fall eventually into the haram. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said once to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu wa arda, قال كن ورعا تكن أعبد الناس. Have ورع and you will be the most righteous one. وارض بما قسم الله لك تكن أغنى الناس. Be happy with what Allah have given you. You will be the most righteous, the richest one. You will be the richest one. وأحب للمسلمين وللمسلمات. والمؤمنين وأحب للمسلمين والمؤمنين ما تحب لنفسك وأهل بيتك وكره لهم ما تكره لنفسك ولأهل بيتك تكن مؤمنا. You will be a true believer if you love for people what you love for yourself and your family, and you hate for others what you hate for yourself and your family. وجاور من جاورت بإحسان تكن مسلما وإياك وكثرة الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تفسد القلب. Be good to your neighbor, you will be a true Muslim. And don't laugh too much. Be just a joker. Everything about is a laugh. Everything in your life, nothing serious in your life. Because that will corrupt the heart. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا فيما روى حذيفة قال فضل العلم خير من فضل العبادة. يعني any volunteer time, any extra time that you have after fulfilling the obligations, the best thing to use it for, seeking knowledge. Seeking knowledge. Better than doing an extra act of worship. قال وخير دينكم الورع. And the best of your deen, the best of your iman, the thing that will take your iman to the highest level will be al-wara, which is to avoid the thing that might harm you in the akhirah. ولذلك معاوية بن قرة, he said when I visited Hassan al-Basri and he asked him about good deeds, extra good deeds. What's the thing that Allah will love the most after fulfilling the obligations? He said to him, الصلاة في جوف الليل والناس نيام. قال وأفضل الصوم. قال يوم صائف شديد الحر. إلى آخر. He was mentioning to him to pray in the middle of the night, these long nights, to fast these, you know, hot days. These are very highly rewarded. Then the Mu'ay ibn Qurra said to him, what about al-wara? قال ذلك رأس الأمر كله. That's the foundation. Al-wara is the foundation. Unfortunately today, in a society where teach us to grab whatever you can, you know, a society that teaches that whoever, you know, to be smart, to be, you know, intelligent and aggressive, and you know, and you don't care halal, haram, right, wrong, you know, it is moral or not. Morality is not a big of issue. Nations only lead by principles. That's what really makes great nations are great nations, when they have great principles. And great principle will never be exist in a society unless it was demonstrated by great people. Otherwise, it will be just words. What made Islam and Muslim great in the at history, historically speaking, when you talk about Muslim? Because these great ideas in Islam were just not ideas in the book. They were implemented by great men and women. And the same thing in any civilization. Here in America, for example, we have a lot of great principles and ideas. But unfortunately, by the day, you see less people holding up to these principles and applying them in their daily life. And that's why things start declining. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As رضي الله عنه said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم mentioned that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned to them among the first group or patch enter Jannah. وذكر فيهم صفة عجيبة صلى الله عليه وسلم من هؤلاء من أول من يدخل الجنة. قال للملائكة اذهبوا فسلموا عليهم إلى آخره. ففي الحديث ثم قال قال فإنهم تسد بهم الثغور ويتقى بهم المكاره ويموت أحدهم وحاجته في صدره لا يستطيع لها قضاء. من الورع ما يطلب الناس من العز من الأنفة. That those people used to, you know, even if there is something in their heart, they will restrain themselves from doing it if they feel that it is not appropriate or not good. When Umar رضي الله عنه received from al-Bahrain amber, very expensive type of perfume, قال لعلي أجد امرأة جيدة حسنة يعني ذكية, knows how to deal with perfumes. Why? He said he want to divide it into different, you know, put it in different bottles, equal amounts, so it will be given to the people, because this perfume came as a war food, isn't supposed to be distributed among the public. Then his wife Atika, she said, I'm good at that. قالت إني أحسن وزن الطيب. I'm good, just let me do it. قال ها يا عاتكة. No way, I will let you do that. She said, why? يعني you worry that I will not do it fairly? He said, لا. وإنما أخشى حينما تزدين الطيب يتمخض إصبعك فيه فتقولين هكذا فيكون لآل عمر نصيب أكثر من عموم المسلمين. He said, I'm worried that after you finish, your fingers will be touched by the perfumes, and you know, then you will start putting it in whatever in your hand, you put it in yourself. So that means I will have more share than other people. No way you will do that. That's another level of wara. قال أبو هريرة جلساء الله غدا أهل الورع. The people who will be the nearest to Allah on the day of judgment are the people of الورع. أسأل الله يجعلنا وإياكم منهم ويرزقنا وإياكم حسن عبادته وشكره والورع والخوف من معصيته. أقول ما سمعتم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah was told, Al-Wara, this is sound like so hard concept. فأجاب إجابة عجيبة جدا. قال الورع شيء يسير سهل يعني. قيل كيف؟ قال ما رأيت أسهل من الورع. ما حاك في نفسك اترك. It's easy to be said than to be done. Sufyan said, الورع is easy. Whatever you feel not comfortable with, just leave it. Don't do it. You don't have to do it. You know, when people develop that character trait, you'll see how much honest we are with each other. How much we care about each other's money, rights, family, children, wife and husband, partners, and how much we will watch our tongue when we talk about each other. The way we say things towards each other. Because I watch. I'm careful. Al-wara is a great quality that it will only bring nothing but goodness to the society. My brothers and sisters, Umar radiallahu anhu arda once saw a man in the street. And this man in the street was walking so slowly and like so slowly as if like he's sick. Then Umar said to him, are you sick? He said, no, I'm not sick. Then Umar radiallahu anhu said, so walk properly. That's not wara. That's not righteousness. It's to walk slowly and to act. You know, that's wara barid. That's wara la layani. That's not the wara that the sharia looking for. Umar radiallahu anhu was so mad at one person in Medina. يعني جاء في سوق المدينة فقال يا أيها المسلمون هذه التمرة لمن؟ فقال قاتلك الله أفسد يعني تفسد علينا ديننا ما هكذا الورع. Somebody said, oh, I found a single date in the market. Who this belonged to? Then Umar said, what is this? You're ruining it for us. That's not الورع. Some people, they think religiosity in this, you know, kind of act. الورع is much, it is things that you know it is haram, you know it is wrong. It's not for you to act up, or worse than that, to be lying in your wara, to be lying in your wara. يعني كما قال بعضهم قال كان الناس في الزمان السابق يراؤون بما يفعلون فأصبح الناس في زماننا يراؤون بما لا يفعلون. يعني in the old days people show off the thing that they used to do. Today, people show off things that they don't even do. Yani, it's double problem. And that's also another type of yani, wara' kadib, that people act as if they are religious and they're righteous and blah, blah, blah. And in reality, they are not. إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا قَدْ أَخَذَتْ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَلِذَلِكَ قَالَ أَحْمَدْ إِسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ خُشُوعِ النِّفَاقِ. Be aware of al-khushu' that you act all holy and righteous and you are from inside so corrupt. That's not al-wara. Don't be deceived by such people like that. My dear brother and sister, I want to end up early or right on time. So because after the khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, we have few words I would love from you guys to listen to it. Jazakum Allahu khairan by one of the brothers who coming to ask for your support to their masjids and their project. But in the end, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of us and to forgive our sins. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa'fu 'anna wa israfana fi amrina wa aslih niyyatina wa asrarana wa ahwalana. أصلح لنا أمرنا كله يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، واغفر لنا وعافنا واعف عنا وأكرم نزلنا. اللهم أنزل رحمتك وبركتك على أهل هذا المسجد، اللهم أنزل علينا الخير صبا صبا، ولا تجعل عيشنا كدا كدا. اللهم إنا نسألك يا حي يا قيوم أن تحفظنا وأولادنا وذرياتنا من شر الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن، احفظ علينا ديننا وأمننا وإسلامنا وإيماننا يا حي يا قيوم، نحن وأهلينا وذرارينا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن تولي على المسلمين خيارهم، وأن تبعد عنهم شرارهم، وأن تدرأ نار الفتنة بينهم، وأن تجمع قلوبهم على الحق والهدى، وأن تولي عليهم خيارهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أصلح وسدد من وليته أمرنا، وولي علينا خيارنا، وأبعد عنا سفهاءنا وشرارنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه، وقوموا للصلاة.